This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by Heal.com.
The radio.
Oops, that is not what I'm looking for. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it. Joining us now on the hotline is a very lonely man who is going to be celebrating his birthday alone in merry old England. Welcome Scott Capurro to the show. Good morning,
hello.
Scott. Hello, darling.
I wish I was going to Gumps. Gumps is fabulous. They have amazing Christmas tree ornaments.
Maybe you could cheer yourself up with some shopping. Vinny reported many people do that.
I think that's probably what I'll be doing, actually. Essence in Brazil in, you know, 85-degree weather, picking guavas and mangoes. And
is he going to sell one of his cows that he has there?
Freezing.
Is it Christmassy, though?
He's going to sell a cow. But people buy cows at Christmas. That's usually when they sell them.
No, I mean, in England, is it Christmassy?
Oh, yeah, I guess. They're not hysterical about the way Americans are. They're pretty subdued. But, yeah, you know, there's ornaments up and, you know, whatever. I think people are just kind of worried about the planet, so they have other concerns.
It is a worrisome thing.
But we're all trying to ignore that just for a few days and let Santa do his job.
Enjoy the holidays. Hey, so you are turning, is it 64?
Yeah, I'm turning 87 on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to spend the day watching repeats of the TV show Quincy. Something you said about it. They're doing a marathon of Quincy.
I used to really like Quincy.
Yeah.
That's Jack Klugman, right?
Yeah, Oscar Madison.
Yeah, totally. And I'm hoping they're going to show my favorite episode where they find a priest dead in the bed of a prostitute.
Oh.
So that's what I'm hoping for.
That was your favorite.
And maybe it's my birthday gift. But I'm going to watch all eight seasons. On my birthday.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I guess we'll leave you to it. So you are, when are you coming back?
It's good to have a plan, right?
Yes. Well, it's important. Have a plan. March.
I'm playing a club in Livermore, the Shadow Puppet
Pub
Brewery in Livermore on the 10th. I'm really excited. I've never played Livermore before. It's a first for me.
Oh. Well, you're never too old to have a first in your life. Well, Scott, it's wonderful to hear your voice.
I wish I was there with you guys. I'd love to see you guys on the holidays. This is bullshit.
Oh, my God. I'm dumping that just in case. You sort of caught yourself.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, on that note, we love you. Happy birthday. Can't wait to see you in March. Have a Merry Christmas, Scott. Love you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Scott.
Goodbye, Scott.
Thank you. Same. Good. Well done on the bowling, Hooman. Well done on the bowling.
Thank you so much.
I
appreciate it.
Well done.
The bowling?
He went bowling last night.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh. Yeah, on Instagram, there's a video of Hooman hitting a strike.
I did not say. All right, thank you. Thanks for the tip, Scott.
Thanks,
talk to you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
And then he does the bowler.
Okay, bye. Love you. See you later. Okay. You went bowling last night?
One of my buddies had a Christmas party for his company, and he said, hey, come to our Christmas party. So I said, all right.
Are you just the star of the show when you come to people's parties?
No, absolutely not.
Sure,
I was not the best bowler last night.
No, I'm not talking about being the best bowler. I'm talking about being the star of the show.
No, not at all. I just stayed. I bowled two games and then I left. Went home and slept.
Hmm. Oh, the hotline's ringing again.
Oh. It's tough. The holiday season, as Vinny was saying the other day, a lot of parties. Yeah.
Someone wrote in and said, Hooman, you should absolutely, first of all, they agree with me that season two of Stranger Things is better than season one. Mm. And they also said you should cancel all of your events for the weekend and catch a seat and just watch season two.
Really?
Yeah. So
you can come over to my house and just sit on my couch and watch season two. I'll sit and watch some of it.
Oh, will you?
Yeah. Could you just come forward?
Maybe we'll do it this week. Yeah. Unless you got other
I mean this weekend. If you just want to like camp out on my couch all day Saturday, you can.
All right.
Thank you. I won't even be there half the day.
Oh, okay. Where are you going to be?
I have things to do tomorrow.
I'm busy.
Yeah. But feel free. I welcome you to my couch. Forbes, they are big list makers, and but they do their money lists June to June. So these are the years that these people had this past year, from June of 2016 to June of 2017. These are the highest paid musicians. So most of the money comes from touring, various endorsements. But again, these are years of money making that ended this past June. So got some guesses? There's some easy ones on here.
Beyonce.
Beyonce's number two. Beyonce made $105 million June to June.
These are men and women?
Oh, sorry, just musicians. Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor is not in the top 10. But that's because they're not
the
counting.
Because the album hadn't come out yet.
And she
Katy Perry.
I don't think she toured. Katy is also not in the top 10.
Wow.
I know. I was surprised because she did that big. Nope, not Miley.
Jay-Z?
Nope.
Rolling Stones?
Mm-mm.
U2?
Mm-mm.
What?
I don't know. Well, they were getting this album together,
Ed Sheeran.
Nope.
What?
I know. This is crazy.
Oh, Rihanna.
Nope.
Nicki Minaj.
No.
What?
Is it, could it be like someone like Michael Jackson because of his estate or anything?
No,
like, no?
It's not. So, starting with number 10.
Okay.
Thank
Metallica.
You.
Oh.
All right.
Metallica made $66 million
They had
last
a good
year.
You know, that album did well for them. It really did.
Adele was number 9.
Oh, okay.
Adele made.
I always forget about her.
Yeah. She raked in another $70 million. Mm. Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
That
talked
dude
about him yesterday, yeah.
Is just hand over fisting and just going to a, just putting on a little mini show every night, a few nights a week on Broadway. Bruce Springsteen made $75 million last year, 8th place. Justin Bieber made $83 million last year, number 7. So did he tour? Is it endorsement? Like, what is it for him? Like, I guess he did tour, right? Didn't he drop off the last few dates, though? Like something, I don't know. Was he one of the exhaustion people?
I want to say you're right.
Couldn't go on.
I don't remember the time frame, though, at all.
Guns N' Roses was number 6 on the highest paid musicians last year.
You guys, if you like them at all, I mean,
even this is the tour you saw?
It's the tour I saw. It was so excellent, you can't believe it.
$84 million.
They there's certain acts that just translate to the stadium venue, and they do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. In fact, I don't think they'd even want to do smaller shows. They've got the stadium thing down.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're able to hold the
just
whole
the
place.
Big
captive.
Screens and the whole thing. They've got it all down. It's really good.
You know who else has those big stadium shows down? Coldplay. They made $88 million last year. Good for fifth
well
place.
Well deserved.
I knew you'd like that. The Weeknd made $92 million last year. That's a good year for The Weeknd.
Good for him. He did lose his lady, but you know.
He did. Now he can throw himself into his work and maybe he'll make $100 million next
there's
year.
There's another person right around the
corner.
Yeah,
there's always
for
another
him.
Hot lady. He was just seen pictured with one of the Hadid girls. You know, they get around.
That's just a rebound.
You know, they get around.
That's what I hear. Those two girls. They're
I
like
mean,
the Paris and Nikki Hilton
not?
Of today.
Hot and young. Do it.
Drake is number 3.
Oh, someone had said Drake.
Yeah, Drake made $94 million. Beyonce was number 2 with 105. And number 1, it's guessable.
Let me give you what people are saying. Bruno Mars.
Nope.
Lady Gaga.
Nope.
You already said Drake. You already said you two. Celine Dion.
Nope.
Someone said AC/DC.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I don't know.
Any other? It's
Pilp Diddy.
It's Poof
Daddy.
Diddy.
Yep. Whatever his name
Poof.
Is.
It's Poof Dotty. Poof Dotty.
What was his new name?
Brother Love.
Yeah, Brother Love. I was
or
say
just
baby
Love.
Jesus.
You could just also call him Love. Diddy made $130 million last year. He just produces things now, right? I mean, does he?
Well, Ciroc Vodka gets him a lot of money.
Oh,
and
that's
all
nice.
The other endorsements he does.
Guy's tied in. Just the money, he doesn't even know what he doesn't even know what the checks are for. They just come in the mail and he puts them in the bank. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a good feeling. $130 million for Diddy. Congratulations. They actually have a full top 25 at Forbes.com. Those are just the top 10. At this point, it was hard to escape the Donald Trump slurring thing. It happened on, I want to say, Wednesday morning when he was making the announcement about moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and saying Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. But no one, it wasn't so much about what he said in the speech. It's that, and look, people, obviously that was huge news and people do care about that. But all the late night shows and anybody who's taking a lighter look at this was like, ah, does that guy have dentures or what? And it was such a huge topic that and so I watch all the shows that aired Wednesday night. I watched them all yesterday. So all the like Stephen Colbert, sure. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, the Trevor Noah Daily Show, Seth Meyers, everybody had their spin on this. Trevor Noah was really funny. He goes, you know, I think he might have dentures. You've never seen him eat an apple or anything crunchy or really any vegetable of any kind. But he was struggling. And you never
see him eat an apple. That is ridiculous.
Well, he, you know, plenty of Big Macs, but never eat an apple.
About McDonald's,
right? Or those taco bowls, which are practically pre-chewed for you. So the thing is, though, I watched this whole speech, and there are moments where you're like, okay, he's slurring, he's like a little bit struggly. It's this very end part where you really go, boy, good thing that was the end of the speech because I think they just fell out. Here's the very end. Yeah, and then he
ran off.
And he kind of goes, like works his mouth a little bit.
I hadn't heard that they were considering that a dentures thing. I hadn't heard that.
Well, they're denying that at the White House. Guy's got all his teeth.
You
got
to watch the video. His whole mouth kind of collapses.
Yeah, and even midway through, it almost looks like his bottom teeth are floating slightly. I guess because I was staring at his teeth in a way I don't normally.
So Sarah and I were debating how much of this to play. Because there are several moments in this where he's just losing
his teeth, the
syllables. Like, he's just losing them. It's just weird.
But so all of the speculation, though, and I honestly don't know. No one has said they think he's on prescription drugs or anything like that.
They think it's dentures. He does seem perfectly cogent. I mean, you know, as cogent as he or coherent as he can seem.
Something was slipping inside his mouth.
Yeah, he for sure, somebody watered down the Polident. I'm not sure, you know, how sticky that stuff is. Now, his spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she said, the president's throat was dry. Nothing more than that.
Wow.
I talk like that when my throat's dry.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's playing Fuzzy Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
Well,
that's what it is, Chubby Bunny.
I know none of us are fans, but it's kind of sad, isn't it?
It's,
just dentures.
Yeah,
it's just
dentures. Get it, but I mean, I'm just saying, there you are. Who hasn't been public speaking and had something go wrong where you're like, I want to be invisible?
Yeah, pretty much every day on this show, there's a time when I go, oh man, invisibility would be great right now. No, I mean, it's more just like, oh, wow, that happened. People were just kind of pointing it out in the middle of this, you know, huge, epic, world-changing announcement. The dude's teeth were falling out. Hey, did you look up Hanukkah for me? Trump had the first ever Hanukkah party.
Let me clarify. So okay, Hanukkah 2017 is from Tuesday, December 12th to Wednesday, December 20th. And he had a Hanukkah party, but
it's not the first?
No, the previous two presidents have also had it. Obama and Bush also had it. But this is the first time someone's turned it into a partisan event where he didn't invite any Democratic Jewish leaders to this Hanukkah party. Anyone who criticized the president was not invited to this. So he turned it into, hey, I'm moving this consulate to Jerusalem. This is going to be very special for us. Me and my Jewish friends, my Jewish enemies are not invited. So,
all right,
that's what it ended up being.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's move on to something else.
Someone texted in, with all that money, how come he didn't get implants? And actually, I thought the same thing. Like, with all that money, you could get such better work done.
Well, maybe he's in the midst of getting work done or something. You know,
he's very busy.
He is very busy. It's hard work being the president. Mm-hmm. Corey Feldman's been in the news a lot.
Yeah, he has.
In the last few months. And one of the things that he was saying was that he insisted that he did give names of his abusers, because he alleges that he was mishandled. People behaved in a sexually improper way with him. And he insisted that he had given those names in, I think, 1993 to the Santa Barbara sheriff. And they've said, no, you didn't. Well, it turns out that Corey Feldman is vindicated. Someone went through the evidence box for whatever it was and found tape of him saying these people's names on tape. Four people he accuses of this. He gave those names to the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office in 1993 during their investigation into Michael Jackson's molestation charges. The sheriff's office had denied those claims, saying, no, he never said anything. And they're saying, in a container which included the original reports from the investigation, the sheriff's office located some detective working copies of audio recordings made during the investigation, and a copy of Mr. Feldman's interview was located. They're basically saying, following the recent inquiries, they did a review for any additional stored items, and they found these things.
Well, good for him.
Yep. And Fox News had originally reached out to the sheriff's office in October, at which time they responded, "We are aware of the statements that Mr. Feldman is making regarding an investigation in 93. Our records do not indicate that he named any suspects." Feldman's rep said that he was in possession of these tapes and that justice would be served. He claimed in a Today Show interview with Matt Lauer that he said, "I sat down and I gave them the names. They're on record. They have all this information." And no one believed him because he's crazy Corey Feldman. Since they just revealed that they do, in fact, have these tapes, he says, time to reopen that case at LAPD. I did report it within the statute, so now it should be admissible, right? I guess we'll see. In 1993, he said he was sexually abused and he named the names to the police. I didn't believe him.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because Santa Barbara police, I considered to be a source that I feel bad that I just was like, no, that crazy dude, forget it.
Well, I don't know what the police, how they might say. I mean, if someone comes in and says these four people have done this to me, but there's no evidence, what does the police do?
Mm-mm.
What would be the...
You take a report, file it away until you get proof.
Mm. Or do you go do interviews? I don't know.
I would think you'd at least go do interviews. Mm. I think you'd follow that up. This is part of the Michael Jackson thing. Maybe that's why they were like, well, we're not focused on you right now. We're focused on the Michael
right.
Jackson stuff. Is that possible? So when he was telling, and the reason he tweets the LAPD.
Does say the names?
It does not say
the names. Because
he's
only named a couple, right?
He has. He went on Dr. Oz and said someone's name.
Because mm-hmm. It's super interesting that as you're saying this, it's sort of occurring to me right now, you can make an accusation on Twitter
uh-huh.
about someone.
About anyone.
And take them down. But this guy goes to the police and says, this is what's happened to me. And it's, I assume, he's saying he was raped, right?
I don't know exactly what he alleges. Oh, he says Corey Haim was raped for sure.
Oh, he doesn't say he was, though?
I don't know what he had for personal charges against these people. But he was abused, is what he says.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it went all the way to full-on physical rape, but it was, you know, molestation. Anyway, if you feel like you haven't heard enough about Corey Feldman and Corey Haim lately, there is a movie called A Tale of Two Coreys, and it's coming to Lifetime on January 6th. And it will deal with the sexual abuse they both allegedly suffered and the trauma that it caused. Corey Feldman is an executive producer. This is the trailer. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Even though it's a scripted drama, he says, everything you're going to see is legit. He said, there's not going to be some great fabrication. This is not dramatization. It's not going to be overly exaggerated for the purposes of drama. And he said he demanded that they tell Corey Haim's stories in his own words by going back to his old interviews.
So here's the 50-second trailer.
All right. Oh, they got a kid who looks a lot like him. Gross. Oh, gross. So there they are, red carpeting, and then walking into producers' trailers.
And this is his story.
A Tale of Two Coreys. It's the story of the two of them and the things that happened to them in Hollywood.
Wow.
So January 6th.
Yeah, January 6th. And then isn't he looking for $10 million to do his own movie, too? He wants to do his own.
Let me see if there's a Kickstarter.
Yeah,
he did like a GoFundMe or something for it. But this is separate, and it's on Lifetime on January 6th. He's an executive producer. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll do a little report on the fires from the North Bay, actually, which obviously have passed. But and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, happiest of Fridays. This part of the show is brought to you by Volvo.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm so sorry, I'm about to sound like my dentures are coming out, but I actually have a...
Did you put a lozenge in?
Oh, good boy, Vinny.
You caught me. I was like, I put it in during the break and it just didn't disappear fast enough. Sorry, everyone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. Woo! Shop the for the musician on your holiday list in store or at bananas.com.
Nice people there who are happy to help you.
They got the best stuff,
too. They do.
They really do have a lot of talented people that work in the store that can help you get dialed exactly for what it is you need.
And if you know a collector, oftentimes the area musicians have enlisted Alan to sell their own personal equipment. Like you, I'm not saying they've got a Satriani guitar there right now, but they're going to.
They have some Neil Schon guitars
there
too.
Tons of old Journey stuff. I mean, they've got, you know, you looking for something for a collector or something with a little story behind it.
Right.
Bananas
at Large. Here's what's happening. Real quick, let me mention that this upcoming weekend, we've got a little bit of NFL action as the 49ers play in Houston. The Raiders have a big game against Kansas City. I think they're both fighting for first place in their division or thereabouts. So they're still in the playoff mix. And then your team, Sarah, plays Monday night.
Oh, okay.
New England.
We'll have to wait for that.
Plays Miami.
I hate Miami.
On Monday. Well, don't you hate all of the enemies of the Pats? I mean, is that isn't that
Jets,
fair to say?
Giants.
Right.
Go Steelers. They're playing in 2 weeks.
Bills.
The Steelers play the 5:30 game on Sunday night.
Oh, this Sunday. And, in 2 weeks, I think the Patriots and the Steelers go.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, it's actually a big game for the Steelers Sunday night. Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
both
it's a big
teams
one.
Highly ranked and fighting for playoff position. This was the story I mentioned in the tease. More than $9 billion in insurance claims have been filed following the wildfires here in Northern California 2 months ago. The insurance commissioner says it's not likely to rise significantly from there. Although back in October, right after the fires, it was at $3.3 billion. Now we're up to $9 billion. He thinks that...
people have filed... If they're going
for the most part, that is the number,
right?
So,
boy, that is a ton of money.
And our friends down south are currently experiencing exactly what we dealt with up here: wind whipped fires, dry conditions, and it's everywhere, it's all over down there. So, pre-gaming is an interesting topic. As everyone has parties to go to, and do you, in fact, get started a little early? Is that a move for you?
I don't like to pregame because I feel like I'm going to be in trouble anyway. But I know a lot of people will, you know, whether it's a drink at home or you go to someone's house first for a little something-something, you know. Just to get it. I feel like, don't worry, I'll be drunk. I don't need to pregame. I really don't. What were you? You must have been a pregamer.
Oh, I was absolutely. So, well, we've talked about the shower beer many times.
We've talked about you walking up to the bar. Hey guys, I'm going to go up to the bar and get a beer, and you do in fact come back with a beer. They just don't know that you downed three shots at the bar.
Well, these are alcoholic moves. I've shared some of my best with you.
Tricks. Mm-hmm. Good tricks.
Uh-huh. But the pregame, this story is about how from a new survey, people talked about how the pregame drink, that ruined them. Destroyed their night.
Oh.
And the number one is the one, it wasn't a pregame thing because you don't pregame with hard alcohol, do you? I never, that's not.
Yeah, that's usually not pre-game. That's a later thing.
That's the night. Like, if you start with hard alcohol, you've just...
But some people do start with a shot and a beer. Like, they'll do a shot of whiskey, you know, and then...
To get it started.
Right. Or a shot of... I've done a shot of tequila as the first drink.
That's the number one drink that has completely destroyed a night when had during pregame festivities. Tequila is the one drink that I had trouble with my whole drinking career.
What do you mean trouble with?
Just because I couldn't drink it anymore. I'd had the one experience where I was so decimated by it, so sick by it. So many bad things happened that night. This is the night everyone wrote on me.
Oh,
I was naked.
Oh, you poor thing.
That girl wrote on my wiener. You know, it was that. It was
basically
that.
To claim it for the next 4 years.
Well, I did end up with her, yeah. Mm. She was my high school sweetheart.
You know, I don't know if I'm the only one who feels this way, but I actually, I'll do a shot of tequila. Like, I'm like, all right, fine. But when I've gotten drunk on tequila in the past, I find it to be a completely different drunk than a regular. Like, I'm almost still, in my head, I'm still thinking and I'm okay, but it's almost like I'm living my life through like some googly body that can't seem to work right. But I'm still there.
That's the
mentally.
Tequila buzz for you is different
totally
than your
different.
Vodka buzz.
Or the gin buzz where I'm just angry.
Gin's not even on the list. Whiskey came in second, vodka, beer. These are the drinks that
have ruined the night.
Have gone. People went too hard pre-gaming and derailed or destroyed the night in the process.
Yeah.
Wine is way down the list.
Yeah, don't do it. Just go to the party. Don't worry. Don't have any fear that you're not going to catch a buzz. You will.
Well, you know, look, I can't really speak to pacing yourself, but I've heard that's a move.
It is a move.
So maybe
you'll be happier tomorrow.
Some of you out there are capable of that. Mm.
Maybe some people just don't care about tomorrow. I'm living for tonight.
Do you ever find yourself picking up your phone, unlocking the screen, even though there's no alerts?
Yes.
And you don't have anything to do.
Just look at it.
Once
see if I open.
See if what, though? That's
anything.
The question that is being asked from this story is, you have no alerts.
There's
you
no
have
reason.
No one to call or no one to text, but you've just picked up that phone and flipped it on and open.
Yep. A million times.
Everyone does it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
Can't help
does
yourself.
It. We unlock our phones for no reason almost 4,000 times a year.
Yeah. No reason. Just because it's here. I love it.
The average
Hello,
person
friend.
Unlocks their phone 10 or 11 times a day, though there's no alerts and they have no one to contact.
So 10 or 11 times a day in addition to the times when there is actually...
Right.
Oh, yeah, a reason! I love you, phony phone. Yeah, I do it. Every time we get off the air here, I unlock my phone, see if anything happens. You know, the thing is, though, like we all
true.
Get news alerts now, too. Like, you know, I'll just hit the top of my phone just to see if there's anything going on. And most of the time there is, unfortunately.
Right.
I've been thinking about turning them off.
The notifications?
Yeah, just the news alerts.
It won't hurt you.
Yeah. But then I won't
You'll
know
You'll be
stuff.
Okay.
I feel like I need to know stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you have a period of time that you read your laptop or whatever at home?
No.
You don't?
I watch, you know, no, I don't really. In the morning, I mean, every morning I get on, I see what's happening in the world, and then I come to work. But other than that, you know, I watch all the late night shows, but then I get like the CNN and the MSNBC alerts all, and the KCBS alerts all day.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I sit down probably four times a day after the work day and pour through Google News and what's the other one? Is the Microsoft News site.
TMZ?
MSN.
Oh.
Is that what it is? MSN?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And just read those just to be up. So that it's not coming through my phone, actually. So I'm not going, what happened? Oh.
Yeah.
Another
That's what
Trump
I,
story.
That is probably what I should, but I just don't, I don't know.
I do it every day, all day.
Just have the TV on?
Well, either the TV or the
just
phone,
the
just reading news stories constantly, news gossip stories.
It made me, this story I just did, the one about we check our phones for no reason 4,000 times a year, reminded me of the time my buddy, his daughter, who's of this age that only had phones.
She was like 13 at the time, right?
Her phone was broken. It was broken. It didn't come on. It didn't work. And he had to rip it from her hand and take it away from her because she kept trying to get it on. And he's like, honey, it's broken. We will get you.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go a day
she
without one.
She couldn't not keep trying it just to see if it would come on. And he had to grab it from her and go, stop it. You're scaring me.
Oh, right.
You're actually scaring me. It's too much.
Man.
Their whole lives are on there.
There's like a twitch going mm-hmm. on that she couldn't control.
Well, it's like an extension of your, you know, when you get, if you're 13 years old and that's all you've ever known, that's where all your S is going down. Like, that's, why would you not be constantly looking at that? And then when it's gone, it's like, well I'm just, my hands are super boring. Like, I can't seem to figure out.
That is a scary thing. While we're on the phones thing, Apple's most downloaded apps of 2017 would lead you to believe that Snapchat would have much higher stock price.
If only they could monetize, Vin.
They're the number two most downloaded app at the iTunes store. Bitmoji was number one.
What's Bitmoji?
It's related to Snapchat. It's the thing people go on when you go to get an identity on Snapchat, you go through, it pushes you through Bitmoji and you create a little, what do they call that? An avatar that looks like you.
Right. Okay.
Oh yeah. Huh. Your own personal emoji.
Yeah. I don't know. You have one of those?
No. No.
Is that a paid one? It must be, huh?
I don't know. I never even thought that I should go ahead and get myself a picture of myself in my little Snapchatter.
Some little bald guy.
I like the little picture filters. They're fun to play with when your daughter's
in your lap. Yeah, and you both have halos.
You make
or
silly faces, but I don't.
Barf rainbows or what have you.
Right. You've seen the pictures.
I have. You do some nice pictures on
Snapchat Instagram. Stock is up.
Oh, good.
To what?
Thank goodness.
Almost $15.
Oh, well, I'm still shy of what I started at, but, you know, that's good news.
Buy and hold.
YouTube, Messenger, Instagram, Facebook, Google Maps, Netflix, Spotify, and Uber are the top 10 most downloaded apps, according to the Apple iTunes store. Hmm. Also in there at 14 was WhatsApp. I don't know what Wish is. Anybody?
Wish?
Wish.
Never heard of it.
I don't know either.
Look it up,
please. Like Wish?
Wish, yeah. And it comes in at number 15, Wish.
Oh, it's shopping made fun.
How?
I don't know. I think it's, it looks like it's just, oh, you can also get on the Android.
Wish.
Wish.
Highly ranked.
Want to save big? Over 300 million smart and thrifty shoppers have discovered Wish. Connects you to thousands of merchants, making it easy to shop for a bunch of stuff. You pay 60 to 90% less than what you pay in stores.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I wish to save 60, 90%.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, poor Corey Feldman. He's probably crazy because of the abuse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's no way he escaped unscathed mentally from all of that. And then to have reported this stuff and not be believed, I did not. I just always felt like, you not.
Really?
Yeah.
I always believed him.
I wondered
why he didn't come out with the name.
Right. And turns out he did.
Right.
Well, you do wonder, though.
Yeah, kook.
Maybe he's held on to some idea that he still has a shot at recapturing his Hollywood career and doesn't want to burn the bridge. But you'd think at some point he would have said, screw it. Let's just go after these guys because no one's hiring me. Mm. I'm clearly blackballed. Mm. What's the point? In protecting them or not going right after them. Right?
Right.
I feel bad for Feldman. I hope he gets justice, says 510. With all that money, better dentures. What about better hair, says 408.
Better everything.
I was thinking maybe, I have a friend who had a bridge.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite stories he tells is he was on a date and bit into a sandwich.
Oh,
and
no.
The bridge came out.
It happens.
And he had to excuse himself without her seeing, get it back to the bathroom and, you know, try to cram the thing in. It was a whole ruined night for him.
Did he walk to the bathroom with the sandwich still in his mouth?
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know how he... I don't know if he...
Excuse me 1 second. I'm going to run to the bathroom.
You know,
I'm going to finish this in the bathroom.
Palmed the thing off the sandwich and you know, I don't know.
So it was stuck in the sandwich as he brought the thing away from his face. And now there he is with the teeth on the plate and nothing in his mouth.
Right.
All right.
That's a good look.
So I don't know if maybe the guy has a bridge and it loosened on him.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not a full mouth of dentures, but just a part. Who knows? That was the first I'd heard of
it today. Listen, we all have dental problems. So it's, you know, I mean, it doesn't make him a better or worse person. It's just funny. Oops. They're not.
I grew up with senior family members with false teeth. That is exactly what it sounds like talking to someone with loose, false teeth.
If their teeth are floating around in your mouth, it's hard to pronounce things.
It's not a dry throat.
Hey, Hooman, what do you think about Sophie Turner being the Phoenix, says 510? What does that mean?
So we talked about this a while ago. Sophie Turner, the Phoenix, is a character.
She's
on
Sansa
the X-Men.
From, right? Isn't that Sansa from Game of Thrones?
It's a hot redhead?
Yeah. So that's a character on the X-Men. It's probably the most badass X-Men. It's the most powerful one. And she shouldn't have got that role because she's great in Game of Thrones.
She's mousy. I agree with you. I think she doesn't like exude strength and superhero-ness.
And she admitted the only reason she got that role is because her social media account had more followers than the person that was their second choice.
And that matters.
It does matter.
It does matter. You're right.
So I saw the cover of Entertainment Weekly. I mean, good for her. I hope she pulls it off. I hope there's a good director. I hope it's good. I'm hopeful.
Maybe she'll amaze you.
Maybe.
Probably.
These media accounts are a thing, man.
Yeah. And if a movie is like those superhero movies, I think didn't we do a story about this where she was talking about it?
Yeah, that's what I'm quoting your story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly
where
right.
She was basically saying, you know, they're going to be relying on word of mouth and social media for a lot of the promotion that this film gets. And I had millions more followers than the next person up for the part.
And she even said in the article, the other person is a better actress than me.
She did?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like
that.
I think she might have said something more like she's a way better fit for the part, but I got the part. And I'm taking it. And I'm going to be tweeting about it.
Wow.
I know.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm hoping that Hooman has put together a wonderful music segment.
Woo-hoo.
There really aren't a lot of releases today, but he was flipping out over something this morning.
You know what? To the person out there who's like, this music, I love it.
You might not love today's.
You don't know what I'm going to get turned on to by this, but I have found bands I go on to love through this segment. Yeah. So,
well, I always like to see what's new out there, and Hooman is going to... Boy, he is busting his ass to put that together. I also have some Donald Sterling news.
Oh, the old owner of the Clippers. Okay.
So I hope to get to that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.